no, you don't have to worry about that. We just don't need a very detailed breakdown, and we deal with things in percentage terms, etc.
Right, exactly that. So straight away, the process of sending, you know, you out perhaps a pro forma to complete will form the basis of a more informed meeting when you come to meet with your solicitor. I would insist that, you know, the client, you should insist on meeting your solicitor drafting the will in person, because as I say, when it comes to when a will's challenged in the years to come, the first thing that a challenger wants to see is the fact that a client wasn't seen. And that's why, you know, one of my policies is that I always insist on seeing the client, and if the client can't see me, I won't draft their will. It's as simple as that.
And why would it be useful to see what the assets actually are and have them broken down then?
Well, the reason for that is, firstly, we advise on inheritance tax. So if we have a breakdown of what the person owns, we can then go through and advise as to whether inheritance tax is going to be an issue or not. And secondly, as Bob says, if we're breaking it down into percentages, I like to go through with a client and say, look, that means that person X is going to receive some Y. Are you happy with that? You know, let's get it broken down so that you can be crystal clear as to what you're doing.
Okay. Thank you very much, Bob. 0345 6060 973. If you've got a question, we go to Jerry in Denham. Hello, Jerry.
I'd just like to ask, I put to leave, me and my wife, we want to leave the will to my daughter, okay, and the grandchildren. But if my daughter, to be honest with you, is not in the best of health, you know. And I'm just wondering, if anything happened to her, we don't really want it to go to her partner, you know, her husband. So is there anything we could do about that, or would it automatically go to her husband if anything happened to her?
Well, Jerry, there's going to be a couple of options for you when you go and present your instructions. Firstly, if you leave an outright gift, so if you leave a percentage or all of your estate to your daughter when you and your wife pass away, that means that once it's in her hands, she is then free to spend that money or give that money to whoever she wants. So that's what a straightforward will would do. If you have concerns in that regard, then you can create a trust in your will. So a trust would only come into existence in the will on death. So you'd be free up until that point to carry on dealing with your assets as you like. But on death, the trust springs into existence. It's a legal obligation, so you choose trustees, people that are going to look after those assets and apply the underlying funds for your daughter if she's a beneficiary, and any other beneficiaries that you state, but you can not include your daughter's partner in that pool of beneficiaries. And that means that trust fund will be, you know, distributed as and when by your trustees, but there won't be the benefit in direct terms to your daughter's partner. So straightforward will can be done, and I've explained that, and a will which includes a trust is more likely to preserve and protect the asset. But as I always say to clients as well, trusts, you know, they do cost money to put into place, and they can have tax implications over time as well. So it will be more expensive if you want to be more protective. I hope that helps.
Yeah, it certainly do. Yeah, we have got some trusts for the grandchildren in place, which we've done through the bank, but they've done it through an insurance. Now, they're telling us that the trust can only be until they are 18. Is that right? Because we would like to have done it longer, to let till 21 or 25.
But
anything that's left in trust, because they're 18, they're an adult, they're entitled to have anything that's, you know, put in place for them.
Good question.
Well, you can have a trust which increases the age of entitlement from 18 to 25, so as you say, 21 or 25. Certainly, if we're drafting it from scratch, so we as solicitors, you know, if we're drafting a discretionary trust which includes the grandchildren as beneficiaries, we can import those different age entitlements. The consequences are that there can be tax consequences when the beneficiary reaches 18, because then the income has to be declared to HMRC, and you know, tax will be paid accordingly. The bank are probably referring to their own standard product. So they'll have a standard trust product that they can roll out for you, and it's probably got the age limit of 18 plastered all over it. And that's why they're quite restricted in the, you know, products that they can offer. But certainly if you want something more in-depth and bespoke, a firm of solicitors can draft a discretionary trust for you, which increases the age of entitlement. Because let's face it, you know, we do a lot of growing up between 18 and 25, and I think it's a lot of money to have very early if we don't change it from 18.
Yeah. Jerry, thank you very much. Good luck with that. 0345 6060973 is the number. Gavin Keogh is here. We're answering your questions on wills, probate, inheritance tax. 0345 6060973 LBC. I'm Clive Bull, 9:15.
From the LBC Travel Centre, good evening, I'm Mark Percy. Well, Shoreditch High Street is blocked southbound at Great Eastern Street. It's after an accident involving a bus, and it's also causing queues northbound on Commercial Street. In Kennington, the police have closed the A23 Brixton Road between Oval Tube Station and Vassal Road. In Poplar, there's a queue building away from town on Aspen Way with the Preston Road flyover closed for overnight works. And on the railways, Heathrow Connect services are suspended because of safety checks. LBC.
Grab this summer by the beach balls with the Sun's Holidays from £9.50. £9.50! A price so sizzling you could barbecue a banger on it. Choose from thousands of holidays across the UK and Europe for some fantastic family fun. Bag your bargain break. Pick up the Sun today. Offer based on 5 tokens and 4 sharing, subject to availability dates and conditions. Excludes Northern Ireland.
I know. The state pension is changing.
I know. How much you get will still depend on your national insurance record. And don't forget you may still have a private pension to consider too.
I know. I'll be able to see how much I'm likely to receive and understand what I can do to improve my state pension.
I know. If you reach state pension age on or after the 6th of April 2016, you'll be part of the new scheme.
Make sure you know the facts about the new state pension. Visit gov.uk/yourstatepension for more information.
When your business relies on a van, that trusty workhorse sees a lot of action. That's why we're offering 4 years 0% APR finance, 4 years servicing, warranty and roadside assistance when you order a Renault van by the 31st of March. Visit your dealer this van month. Business users only. Renault finance hire purchase. Eligible vehicles registered by June the 30th, 2016 at participating dealers. Subject to status, conditions apply. See renault.co.uk/van offers.
Whatever you're looking for, call 118434. Calls cost £3.99 plus £1.39 per minute in addition to your network's access charge.
No matter how you jazz it up...
Accountants! Yay!
It's not easy to get that excited about accountants. Barnsgrove are accountants, but really, they're magicians. I mean, they know how your business could claim a staggering tax deduction of up to 230%. If you're innovative and advancing knowledge in your field of business, you may qualify for this attractive HMRC-approved relief. So speak to Barnsgrove, clever accountants for business. Visit barnsgrove.com/radio.
Dreaming of running your own business? Success is within your reach. Visit the British and International Franchise Exhibition at London Olympia on the 11th and 12th of March. Explore a huge variety of franchise businesses, all accredited by the British Franchise Association. Take advantage of financial and expert advice at over 60 free seminars. Find a franchise to match your ambitions. For free tickets, go to franchisetickets.co.uk. That's franchisetickets.co.uk.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast on LBC.
Got the editor of a new national paper.
Alison Phillips, editor of The New Day.
It's really important to know your reader, because I think for too long, too many newspapers have been created for these other journalists.
How much of a crime is it to say that you want a waitress or a handyman? Well, if you're a hotelier or a newsagent or indeed restaurateur or whatever else it might be, you could be actually breaking the law.
If you saw an LBC ad today for a deep-voiced middle-aged man to present breakfast show, you'd be upset about that.
No, oh, well, because if the boss, if that's what the bosses want, instead of a young, virile person like me who's just come out of college, then so be it.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast, every weekday morning from 7, only on LBC.
With Hampton by Hilton, from a great night's sleep to the perfect breakfast included.
Nick Ferrari back in the morning at 7 here on LBC. Right now we're talking about wills and inheritance. 0345 6060 973 is the number. And Gavin Keogh is here from DP Cameron Solicitors. Let's go to Vic in Romford. Hello, Vic.
Good evening.
Evening. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I was left a property. My mum passed away in 2000. And we wished to sell it now because she wanted me to give half of it to her partner at the time. So I done that, and now we've decided to sell the property. I'm just wondering if I have to pay inheritance tax on it, because I've never lived in the property, but he has.
Right, thanks. Firstly, I'm obviously sorry to hear about your mum when she passed away.